Welcome back to our series that we're calling Overflow God. We're looking at how to change our thinking from a scarcity mentality, oh, there's not enough out there, everything's in short supply, to a mindset of abundance. God has given us more than what we need. And today I want to talk with you about controlling your mind. Every day we receive an overabundance of information. There's just too much of it. Experts estimate that we are exposed to more information in a single day than people living in the 15th century encountered in their entire lifetimes. All day long, emails and texts come in. The app on your phone buzzes with breaking news. TV commentators report on the latest developments. You check the weather to make sure you know what to wear and what's coming up. The stock market app feeds you the latest on your investments. Advertisers suggest what you should buy next. All kinds of things, on and on. There's an endless supply, actually, of articles, books, editorials on how to lose weight, eat right, live longer, and fix all your problems. Artificial intelligence can now answer any question that you may have instantly. Artificial intelligence is amazing. In fact, it wrote this entire homily today. Just kidding, it's not that good. ChatGPT is not your pastor and never will be. In addition to all of that external data, your friends and family members, coworkers will never hesitate to tell you their opinion on what's wrong with the world or how you need to live your life. The problem is, not all that information is accurate or even good for us. What you have to do is control your mind. Decide what you're going to let in. Scripture says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." What is good and acceptable and perfect. There is so much bad information out there. What you have to do is control your mind. You get to decide what information you are going to let come into your mind. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, the Israelites were facing a powerful army. The Philistines had rallied their forces. King Saul and his soldiers met them on the battle line. Things were not looking good. From the ranks of the Philistines, a warrior stepped forward. His name was Goliath. He challenged the Israelites to a duel, and whoever won that two-man contest would decide the war. The problem is, Goliath was enormous. He was a giant. He had heavy armor, sophisticated weaponry. He was battle-tested. The Israelites were terrified. David was just a shepherd boy, the youngest of eight sons in his family. When he came to the camp to bring lunch to his three older brothers who were serving on the front lines, he asked them about who was going to fight Goliath. His oldest brother made fun of him and told him to go back to his sheep. But David would not be talked out of it. He went up to King Saul and told him that he would take on Goliath himself. Saul didn't think he could do it either. David was so young. He didn't have the experience, the training. He wasn't even part of the military. He had never served in the army. Everyone underestimated David. But David was smart enough to control his mind. He would not let in that information that would keep him from his destiny. He told Saul that he had killed lions and bears with his bare hands to protect the sheep. David would not allow anyone else's opinion to define who he was or what he could do. Even Goliath taunted David and sneered at the young boy. But David just responded, "The battle is the Lord's. He shall deliver you into our hands." With only a slingshot, David took Goliath down, and the Philistines took off running. Even at a young age, David had great wisdom. He knew what information to let in and what to keep out. He knew how to control his mind. What we all need, I think, is a good filter like David had. We filter water to remove impurities. Many of our homes have filters to get rid of harmful particles in the air. Why don't you also filter out all the bad information you receive every single day? The second reading today says, "Watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise." Paul was writing to an ancient, early Christian community surrounded by people who were making unhealthy choices about their own lives. David did not want these new Christians, these fledgling believers, to be influenced or corrupted by the people around them. He wanted them to control their minds and filter out the harmful information. So he said to them, "Do not continue in ignorance, but try to understand what is the will of the Lord." What filter are you using? It's easy to get caught up in all the information out there, all the opinions, the beliefs, the ideas, many of it conflicting. Some of it is probably good, right, or true, but how do you know? You need the right filter. What's interesting is that we have an abundance of information today, more than we've ever had before, but somehow we still have a scarcity mentality about how much information we really need. We keep scrolling on our phones for more, searching the internet for more, asking artificial intelligence for more, reading anything we can get our hands on, and it's good to be informed, but the problem is sometimes it can be too much. Too much information, we start overanalyzing things, we get confused because we come across conflicting opinions. But most harmful is when we unintentionally receive bad information because we are scrolling too much for what we want the right information to be. You know, I'm constantly amazed at the people who live inside my iPhone. You have them too. They're always suggesting these little short videos for me to watch, and lately it's these baby lion videos like you see up here on the screen. They're so cute and cuddly, aren't they? They're adorable. I love watching them play with their moms and dads, and you know, those fierce creatures are so patient and loving with their cubs. But I only watched one of those videos, and now they won't stop coming. Every day there is a constant stream of baby lion videos. The problem is, that's also what happens with harmful content. Once you go down that rabbit hole, it's very, very difficult to escape the bad information. If you want to control your mind, you have to filter that out. You have to have a good filter. Jesus told the crowd of people listening to him in the gospel story today that his flesh was true food, his blood, true drink. In the scripture, the wisdom of God is compared to food and drink. Proverbs chapter 9 says that wisdom is like a great banquet, a feast of delicious food and drink. The first reading goes on today to say, "Wisdom has dressed her meat, mixed her wine. Yes, she has spread her table. She sends messengers out to invite everyone to the meal. Eat of my food and drink of the wine that I have mixed. Forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding." Here's the principle. What you take in determines whether you are wise or foolish. In my estimation, the only true source of wisdom in this world is Jesus Christ, and the food of his wisdom is his body and his blood. The people could not understand that today, the people who were listening to him. They thought it sounded crazy. It didn't make sense to them. How could you eat a man's flesh and drink his blood? It didn't add up. In fact, Jewish law expressly prohibited drinking any kind of blood. But Jesus said it over and over again, several times. It was intentional, not a slip of the tongue. He said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I remain in him." When you receive the body and blood of Jesus in communion, he remains in you, and you remain in him. And you can't help but take in his wisdom. The more you receive the body and blood of Christ, the more you become like him, the more you put on the mind of Christ, and he becomes your filter. The right filter to remove the bad information. The right filter to protect you from impurities, things that can harm you. The right filter to keep out what may keep you from reaching your destiny, fulfilling your purpose in life, becoming the person God created you to be, living the life God planned for you from all eternity. Years ago, a friend of mine told me that her daughter was starting first year college. She was a freshman in college. She had gone to our parish school here and did well in our rigorous academic program. She excelled in high school math and decided on a math major in college. Her friends told her she was crazy and wanted to know why she would, quote, do that to herself. After all, math is one of the most difficult courses of study. But she tuned all that out, filtered all her friends' comments out, and she pressed on and kept going. Well, pretty soon, one of her professors invited her into an advanced math class in college. It was a great honor because enrollment was by invitation only. The problem was that her academic advisor told her that it would be a mistake to take that class. She would never make it. He said that half of all the students who enrolled in that class dropped within a few weeks. They couldn't hack it, and neither would she. He went on to say that she should not pursue a math major at all because it would be too difficult for her since she did not seem, quote, seem like a math major. It would have been very easy for her to take in this information, to believe that about herself. Her advisor had been there many years, had been around the block, was well respected on the campus, a member of clergy even. She could have given up and switched to an easier major, never rising to the challenge. But I think it is no coincidence that this girl grew up coming to church every Sunday. She loves God. She still goes to church every Sunday, receives the body and blood of Jesus regularly. She has put on the mind of Christ, and that means she would not allow bad information, false information about herself to keep her from her destiny. 4 years later, that girl who didn't look like a math major graduated summa cum laude from the University of Notre Dame with 2 academic degrees, economics, and you guessed it, mathematics. Soren scholarships, dean's list every semester, Phi Beta Kappa, Omicron Delta Epsilon, the list of honors goes on and on. This summer, she's tutoring young children so that they will have the confidence to succeed in math. And this fall, she's starting a brand new job at one of the most prestigious consulting firms in the world. Don't let anyone tell you who you are or what you can accomplish. My friend's daughter would not rely on the false wisdom of people who didn't even know her, but assumed she would not succeed because of the way she looked. She pursued her dreams fearlessly and relentlessly and achieved every one of them because she knew how to control her mind and filter out the bad information. I'm always telling you this, and I believe it to be absolutely true. No matter what age you are, no matter what stage in life you find yourself, no matter your situation, God has put a dream on your heart. You have a dream right now for something in your life, and if you want to achieve that dream, if you want to be successful in achieving that dream, you have to learn how to control your mind. You cannot stop the bad information from coming, but you can stop it from coming in. You just have to have the right filter. When you listen to God's word, receive his body and blood in communion, you put on the mind of Christ. He becomes your filter. Don't rely on the false wisdom of this age. Believe what the Lord has put in your heart. It's easy to get discouraged, take in the negative information, believe the bad reports. But look at what Scripture says. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything praiseworthy at all, think about these things. Oh, the medical report looks bad? No. Turn it around. I thank you, Father, for you will fulfill the number of my days. You have enemies somewhere. They exclude you. They gossip about you, lie about you. Filter it out. I thank you, Father, for you said the enemy that you see today, you will never see again. Your child or grandchild going off course, going down a bad path, things aren't looking good for them. Control your mind. Thank you, Father, for I know you said in the scripture that my children, my grandchildren shall be mighty in the land. You don't need more data from the internet or AI. You don't need more knowledge from the experts. You have all the information you need. When you filter out the noise, all the false reports, the harmful information the world wants to feed you, when you control your mind, when you receive Jesus and take in his wisdom, you have everything you need. And you will flourish in this life and in the next. And you will see blessings and success and grace and favor and abundance and new life and every good thing from the Lord our God. And can the church say with me, amen. God bless you.